All right, we'll call the advisory committee for February 17th to order. I'm not in a jail interview cell. I'm at Watermaster right now. We've got some of the Watermaster staff here too. So we're going to test some of this out. Hopefully we'll be back in person pretty quickly here. First of all, call to our roll call. Anna, I believe you're on here. You're going to do the roll call.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chair. I will take care of the roll call today. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the February 17th, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting. We have the City of Chino. City of Chino Hills.
Ryan Craig.
City of Ontario. City of Pomona.
Chris Diggs, present.
City of Upland.
Bring you present.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza here.
Montana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift here.
Montana Water Company.
Chris Feely.
Aruba Community Services District.
Chris Birch.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe here.
Minor One San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee.
Minor Two Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scott Coe.
For the agricultural pool, Nathan DeBoom. Henry DeHaan. Robert Feenstra. John Heitzing, Ron LaBruchery, Jeff Pearson,
present,
Ron Petersma, Larry Kane.
I'm here.
Thanks, Larry. Pete Hall,
present,
Jimmy Madrano. Okay, for the non-agricultural pool, Brian Guy.
Brian's here.
Kathleen Brundage. Christopher Quach.
Christopher Quach is here, but I'm here representing the appropriate pool for Ontario.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chris. Do we have, did the City of Chino make it on?
Dave Crosley's present. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. And let's see, how about, okay, and then Ontario, we've got Christopher Glatch. Very good. We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman. Please proceed whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Anna. Peter, do we have any reorders or additions to the agenda?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the advisory committee. We don't have any agenda additions or reorder. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. Anybody have any comments, questions, discussion on the consent calendar or wish to pull anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Brian Craig, Chino Hills.
Thanks, Ron.
Move approval.
Jeff Pearson, second.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, so we have a motion from Ron and a second from Jeff. Is there any other discussion? If not, I'll ask for any opposition. Hearing none, minutes or consent calendar is passed. All right, we'll move on to business items, which is nothing, so we'll skip past that. So reports and updates, I believe Laura's on from Brownstein. Hey, Laura, are you on the line? Peter, do you know if anybody else was on?
Give me a moment to check. I believe Laura Raceborough was going to be joining us instead of Brad, who is attending to a trial this week.
Can I just reorder then? And we'll go back to that at the end of the reports and updates.
That's so great. Let's do that. Thank you.
All right. So moved on to engineer. I think Garrett's on the line. Garrett, is there anything new from what you've presented to the pools?
No, this is all the same updates from what I gave at the pools. So I'm happy to go over that again if anybody would like to hear me reiterate what I talked about last week.
All All right, great. Thank you, Garrett. Anybody miss it last week that wants to hear Garrett's updates or have any questions on what he presented last week? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate you being on. All right, CFO update. Joe, you here with us? Anything new?
Yes, I am there. I have nothing new to report from last week.
All right. Well, same question to the group. Anybody have questions that they thought about since Joe's presentations last week? All right. Looks like you're off the hook, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go to you, Peter. You got any updates for us? I think you do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The report on storage Q&A remains the same as last week, but if you don't mind, let me repeat that for the sake of everyone in the audience. We did have a workshop to present the technical memo with the responses to the questions that have been raised. We're just about done finalizing the report based on the conversations that we've had with parties and discussion during the workshop. We intend to present that to the board next week. So for those who want to see it, it will be attached to our board agenda packet that comes out tomorrow. There was a recommendation made by Wes Yost. We do intend to present that to the board as a recommendation that we add a small element of data in the data the Water Master collects as part of the Safe Yield Court Order for annual data collection evaluation. And that is to annually request all the parties to submit 20-year operating plans. So that's the first item on storage Q&A. Last week, during the pools, Frank gave a review of the calendar that we maintain on our website, as well as an introduction to the data portal that he is developing and will be we'll be launching live as soon as we can for routine data collection. Unfortunately, Frank's not available today, but if anybody has any questions, please email those to me about those. We do hope people will take advantage of the calendar. It's a very robust feature of the website. We also reported to you that we're keeping an eye on possible development by the county on cells of the Turner Basins. We have nothing new to report on those. One other thing that I'd like to add to my report from last week at the pools is that we are currently in the process of data collection for compliance with the Safe Yield Court Order. And that is on a schedule. We do have to complete that on an annual basis. So we do need to ask the parties to help us by submitting their data on a timely basis. We've received data from everyone. There are some bits of information that we're still missing. We're missing some information on facilities, some on well information, some on water supply plans and storage from three parties. So we're going to be reaching out to the three agencies again, asking for responses as soon as possible to stay on schedule. And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Peter. Anybody have questions for Peter? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the Inland Empire Utility Agency report.
Before we do, the report for legal counsel remains unchanged from last week.
Okay.
So we'll go back to report.
We'll go back to A then. So the legal report. Anybody have questions on any of the stuff from last week that we can ask Peter or follow up with legal counsel on? All right. Thank you. So we'll move past A back down to E, the IUA report. I thought I saw Shivaji on, or maybe Josh. Is there anything other than what's written in the report?
Morning, Chair Birch. I think it's we have a brief update. And I just wanted to let the advisory committee know that in your package, item 3E, we've included a Metropolitan Water District Board Activities report and wanted to highlight that last week, Metropolitan introduced its proposed biennial budget. In order to meet annual revenue requirements, Metropolitan has proposed 8% annual increases in 2023 and 2024. The remainder of the 10-year forecast projects overall rate increases of about 5% annually through 2032. With these projected rate increases, the tier one rate for an acre feet of untreated water is expected to increase from $799 today to about $1,400 per acre foot by 2032. That completes the update.
Well, that's pretty depressing, Josh. Thank you.
Chairperson, that's why I asked Josh to present today. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Shivaji. Shivaji,
I'll be presenting next time with some grant money.
Yeah, well, if anything for this group, maybe it just doubles down our effort on trying to do some things locally and get some more water supplies locally at a lower cost long term. So thank you for the update, Josh. Any other? Matt, I see you on the screen.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Chris. I'm glad Josh was able to give the depressing news. I've actually got some better news. This month, the Met Board did approve the reverse cyclic program. And what that means is, or what that would allow is, if an agency wants to purchase tier one untreated water for recharge, in any given year, you can pre-purchase that water at the then current rate, and then Metropolitan would have up to 5 years to make that delivery in future years. So that what that allows is for agencies to obviously secure the current tier one rate at that time. And an event like we have this year, where there's a lack of state water project water for our service area, that that delivery can be delayed to the point in time when the water is actually available. And there's an economic benefit to that, obviously, because you maintain the rate from a prior year. So I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that. But other than that, that's all I have, Chris. Thank you.
That's great, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody from Western? Yep. Is there any updates from Western? Craig?
Hey, it's Mike Gardner. Really, the only significant thing at Western is yesterday we finally finished our redistricting. Everything kind of shrank to the south because Temecula Murrieta was the area of the service territory that grew the most. No change at all in Division 4, which was Don Galliano's old division. Very minor change in mine. Awesome. That's it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the update. All right, we'll move on to item four, committee member comments, or is there any suggestions for future agendas from anybody on the committee as well? All right, we don't have any confidential sessions, so we're at the end of the meeting. Any last comments from anybody before we adjourn? All right, see how fast it goes when you actually come into the office, so maybe this was what we're going to do in the future. So, all right, thank you.
Hey, Chris,
yes.
This is Paul.
Hi, Pete.
Laura was here? Are we going to have that legal report?
Peter covered it for Laura. There was nothing different in it. So, did you have any questions or anything, Pete, that you need on that?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for mentioning that. All right. Hope you all have a great rest of your week. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.